Spirit, come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor, and how are you today? Are you having a good day? I hope so. I'm looking forward to the broadcast this week. All week, we're in 2 John, the book of 2 John, page 1326 in my Bible. If you get your Bibles open, or if you just want to listen, whatever you want to do, that would be great. So glad you're listening today. We have a song, Open Our Eyes. Now, Brother Jewel, I don't think I know this. Do I know it? I don't know. We're going to see if I know it or not. Open our eyes, and I hope that our eyes are all open to the things of Christ.
Lord, have mercy.
We're in the book of 2 John this week, and I hope that you're going to read your Bible along with me. And there's only 13 verses here in this chapter, and so I'm looking forward to spending some time this week in 2 John, and then next week 3 John, and we're done with the gospel, the book of John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John. Well, here's the pastor's conference choir, men's choir, for this year. They're singing, "Oh, that will be glory for me." Take your Bibles and let's get ready as we hear the men sing a big 300, probably 400 voice choir. Fellas, you sing. Well, let's see if you can guess the word of the day. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth. Not only I, but also they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake. Verse number 3, grace be unto you, mercy, peace from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Son and the Father, in truth and in love. Greatly I have found my children walking in truth. 3 John, verse 1, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things. In verse number 3, for I rejoice greatly when brethren come, testify the truth, even as thou hast walked in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Verse number 8, that we ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers in the truth. And verse number 12, Demetrius hath good report of all men of the truth itself. God, our God, is a God of truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I don't remember the statistic, and so I probably should not quote it, but I think it's 80-some percent, 85% say that they lie to someone on a regular basis whom they love. How in the world can you do that? How can you say you love somebody and then you don't tell the truth? Patch the Pirate told it this way, tell the truth, never tell a lie. Oh, tell the truth till your day that you die. My little story started out so small, but it got bigger and my tails grew tall. Oh, tell the truth. I had a hard time with that when I was a little boy, especially before salvation. And after salvation, I still would lie to my mother, but I'd always be convicted of it. I'd think, oh, I shouldn't be lying to her. And God had to help me with that. God wants the truth. God wants the truth out of your life and my life. When someone asked me, well, how many do you have in church? I try to always tell the truth. How many have you in Bible college? I try to tell the truth. How many have you Christian school? I try to tell the truth. How many missionaries you support? I try to tell the truth. How many in your car crowd? I try to tell the truth. You know, God's word says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Well, before things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. There's been a great change since I've been born again. Do you tell the truth? If you're connected with Jesus Christ, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Today, I wonder how many Christians are not telling the truth. I think there's many, unfortunately. Sometimes I'll know the story. I know what's going on, and I know what I'm dealing with. And someone looked right in my eye, just right in my eye. No, Pastor, that is not the truth. And I have to let them talk for a while, and then I'll say, well, what about this? And they said, well, no, and then they lie over that. Don't ever lie. We have it once in a while in our schools here. The first line of defense is always not the truth. That's what Adam and Eve's sons did. We have Cain and Abel, and Cain, when God asked him, where's your brother? He goes, am I your brother, my brother's keeper? He wasn't telling the truth. You know, when you go to a court of law, you raise your hand and say, I'll tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. And yet in courtrooms all around America today, people are going to be standing and give that pledge, and yet they will lie. They will just lie, lie, lie. I read about it in the newspaper and my phone all the time, that this person said this and this person, somebody's not telling the truth. And sometimes the jury doesn't care. They just side with the person they like. But ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Free from lying, free from embellishing, free from gossip, free from envy and strife and false witness. Tell the truth, never tell a lie. Let's begin with our own life as we speak to people. Let's begin with our own family today. Let's begin with our distant family. Let's begin with our friends. Tell the truth, never tell a lie. Oh, tell the truth till the day you die. I thank God for you. Let's tell the truth today, our Father. I'm so thankful that I'm attached to the truth. I have a God that's truthful, that is giving us the Word of God, the book of truth. It's the Holy Bible. And I pray that today every Christian, every child of God would 100% tell the truth and nothing but the truth. Help us to get with this thing today of loving you. Bless our listeners worldwide, we pray in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. send a great revival in my soul.